The rocket attacks have once again become an almost everyday occurrence in the 4 weeks since Israel called off its 22-day offensive on militants in Gaza. Nearly a month after both sides declared separate ceasefires, efforts by Egypt to mediate a durable truce are deadlocked. Hamas wants Israel to open all of its border crossings, including one to Egypt. Israel wants Hamas to stop militants from firing rockets into its territory and the smuggling of weapons into the seaside enclave. Israeli officials say they will not consider reopening border crossings until Hamas returns Gilad Shalit, an Israeli soldier who has been held since he was captured in the Gaza Strip in 2006. Hamas legislator Mushir al-Masri, a spokesman for the militant Islamist group, rejected any attempt by Israel to link the release of Shalit to a longer-term ceasefire. Al-Masri says Hamas's position is obvious. He says Hamas wants a ceasefire and is not backing away on that issue. But he says the Israeli attempt to connect the Shalit case with a ceasefire agreement is going to destroy the process, and he says Hamas considers that a stab in the face of the Egyptian efforts to mediate peace. Hamas is also demanding that Israel release hundreds of prisoners, including militants who were responsible for a number of suicide bombings, in exchange for Shalit. Despite the setbacks, prospects for a truce remain alive. Israeli officials say the country's security cabinet is due to meet Wednesday to discuss a response to Hamas's demands and details of a possible peace deal. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.